This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Last week, we talked about the factors to determine the success of a small business. But how can you take control of these factors to make your business successful? Today, financial planner Byron Moore explains the ways you can keep people first to ensure the success of your business on this week's Wisdom on Wealth.
Last week, I suggested that no small business can be really successful until it's ready to be sold. A sale requires a willing buyer with sufficient resources to buy the business, and most of the time, both the buyer and the resources to buy must be developed by the current business owner, or the business just simply won't ever get sold. The owner will simply close the door and leave lots and lots of potential wealth in the trash heap of items he said he would get around to doing one day when he had time. Whether you manufacture widgets or sell sausage or repair air conditioners, one of your top priorities as a business owner who wants to create real value in his business is to create your own successor. So here are four steps to developing your people and ultimately for finding and developing your own successor. The first step is to model. You've got to live your own values. You cannot proclaim to a protege that people are our most important asset if you're constantly berating your staff and neglecting their needs. Don't expect those that you're developing to do the important or difficult things that you aren't willing to live out yourself. The second thing to do is to motivate. Once someone believes in you, they must begin to believe in themselves. And that happens when they get the message that you believe in them. Not via motivational chatter and rah-rah talk. John Maxwell offers a few things that motivate quality people at a deeper level. One is the opportunity to make a contribution. Another is participation in something important. How about clear expectations or true authority to achieve their mission and recognition for a job well done? How do you get people to the place where they can perform at this kind of high level? Well, it's the third step, and that is the step of mentoring. You obviously can't mentor everyone in your organization. The greatest leader in history spent most of his time with 12 guys. You might do well choosing one. Mentoring someone is all about giving yourself so that someone else might grow. How do you do that? Years ago, someone said it to me this way. Tell them what, show them how, get them started, keep them going, and help them to reproduce. That's a simple phrase that has taught me more about coaching and leading people than most of the books I've ever read on the topic. Maybe it can help you too. And then the final step is to multiply. The point is worth repeating. The secret to building an organization is not chiefly about money or facilities or strategy. It's people. And job number one of any small business owner is not only to grow his own replacement, but to teach that person how to do the same. When you instill in your organization a culture of growth through multiplication, you are really deepening the roots of your own success. So how long does this take? Unfortunately, way too long. But most small business owners really have no plan B. So don't wait to figure it all out. You can start by reading anything John Maxwell ever wrote, but I recommend two of his books in particular. One is called Developing the Leader Within You, and then another called Developing the Leaders Around You. As the old saying goes, the time to plant a tree is 30 years ago, but you may not have 30 years. You only have today. So I'm guessing I don't need to tell you when you need to begin the process of developing your successor, do I? Offering you Wisdom on Wealth, I'm Byron Moore.